Probably more than ever, we need some way to switch off or step away from lockdown, away from coronavirus news. But how do you do that if, well, there aren't many outdoor places to go to, or you're not able to stay out for as long as you would like? Well, Andrew Shipley has been looking at this, and he has created a sensory odyssey for people, and we thought we would find out a little bit more about it. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Alan. Yep, thank you.
You have this sensory odyssey, which is a free offer. So, how does it take us away to a better place or a more relaxed place?
You mentioned in the introduction there people not being able to spend much time outdoors, and it's designed to be done over 14 days. There's a little guided exercise for each day using one of our non-visual senses. I think there's one day in which people who have vision can use that vision, particularly if they have colour vision, but generally they're the non-visual senses that I'm working with, which, if you can do it outside, great. If you've got a garden or somewhere that you can go that's close to nature, because a big part of it is actually helping people just to reconnect with the natural world during this time of lockdown, and it gets them outdoors. That's feasible for them in the fresh air, listening to the bird song, noticing the fragrances, and really building on what I'm hearing from a lot of people at the moment, which is now that things are less pressured and you're not rushing around trying to get to work or pack so much into their lives, they're just much more aware of the natural world. In bird song, people are commenting on how much louder the bird song is and how much more bird song they're hearing, the fragrances, the scents of the blossom.
Is there an element then of almost meditation and relaxation within this then?
Yeah, I hope so. It is what I describe as a sensory immersion for nature connection. So part of that immersion is the way I've dictated the guided exercises, that does have quite a meditative style to it. So it's really allowing you to relax and just feel into your body and into your connection with the earth, I suppose, while you do the exercise, or while you listen, or while you use your sense of smell to appreciate the world around you. So it is a meditative process, I would say, but in a more multisensory way than perhaps normal meditative practice might be, where you're just simply tuning out of the external distractions of the world. So this is about tuning into nature and letting go of the human distractions.
You are visually impaired yourself, and I'm sure many people who can tune into this will be. So, are you taking a lot of the visual elements out of it? You
Yeah.
don't have to actually see
No,
nature,
that's
see the
not.
trees, etc.
Yeah, I've been very conscious of that. So most of all, apart from one day, I think it's day seven, where there is an exercise that does involve vision, but there's also an alternative exercise, which is, I think it's immersing yourself in bird song. So there's an auditory alternative to that one. So I've been very mindful of that, as I say. And for me, really, my work with my initiative, Natural Inclusion, has very much been about offering everyone the opportunity to rediscover their non-visual senses. So really let go of the vision-centric view of the world that most of our society has, and tune back into our non-visual senses to develop a deeper appreciation from the world around us and what we can learn really about nature and how we navigate the world using our non-visual senses. Because I think we become so reliant on our vision, it can be a distraction, you know, and there's a lot that we miss because we're just using our eyes generally as a society as a whole. And I think when you have a visual impairment, obviously you learn to use your non-visual senses. I believe that puts us in a position to really help those that rely on their eyes a lot to remember that they have other senses that are valuable and can enable them to tap into a world that they maybe have lost touch with a bit.
It's an interesting point, Andy, that even if you are sighted, you can immerse yourself in this because perhaps vision, as you say, could maybe overwhelm the other senses and wipe out a lot of what's there that could really relax us and maybe shape our view on what's around about us.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And I'm often conscious how unaware people with sort of average vision are of what is going on around them. You know, I'll point out a particular bird song or something I've heard or smell, and they're just unaware of it. And I think that reads across into daily life as well. You know, there's things that I'm aware of because I've heard them, or I'm tuned in another way, that they're just completely oblivious to. Things like oncoming traffic, for example, or even at the station, you know, I'll hear an announcement for the train we might be waiting for, and they just haven't heard it because they're so reliant on their vision and kind of presumptive that vision is the only sight that you really need to function in the world. And I do think that there's a lot that people are missing when they're disregarding their other senses.
Andy, this sensory odyssey is part of what you do. If people would like to find out more about it or the other options, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so my website is www.natural-inclusion.org. They can also email me at andy@natural-inclusion.org. I'm also on Facebook, but that's only under my name, Andy Shipley. I am running a series of live online sensory immersion experiences as well. And the other work I do is working with organizations such as the Woodland Trust, Wildlife Trusts, and National Trust Properties as well to really enable them to make their services and the spaces they're responsible for more inclusive as well. So there's a range of different activities and programs that I'm involved in.
Andy, I will definitely try the Sensory Odyssey, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, and I'd love to hear your feedback about it as well, and other listeners if choose to do it.